From Washington, it's VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Hillary Clinton claimed the Democratic presidential nomination Tuesday, which would make her the first woman to represent a major party in the race for the White House. Speaking to her supporters, Clinton said the victory wasn't just for her.
It belongs to generations of women and men who struggled and sacrificed and made this moment possible.
Her Democratic rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, has given no indication of conceding and has vowed to fight on. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke earlier on Tuesday and attacked Clinton, accusing her of selling access to the State Department when she was the secretary. The sharp-tongued Trump said Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, have turned the politics of personal enrichment into an art form for themselves. He said his goal is to bring people together and has promised never to back down from a fight or let his supporters down. A suicide bomber detonated a car bomb outside a police headquarters near the town of Midyat, located near Turkey's border with Syria. The attack killed four people, including a pregnant police officer. As many as 30 people were injured due to the explosion. Reinforcements from Turkish security forces are being sent to the area. The Interior Ministry officials also say authorities have strong evidence that the PKK carried out Tuesday's attack in Istanbul and the Wednesday bombing in Mardin. There has been no claim of responsibility for Tuesday's explosion that left 11 people dead. Afghan authorities are disputing police reports that insurgents abducted nearly 50 passengers from a bus in Kunduz province in northern Afghanistan on Wednesday. No group has taken responsibility for the incident, and the government says that there are about 8 individuals still being held. This is VOA. Sudan has extradited a man suspected of being behind a migrant trafficking network in Italy, police said. Reporter Josephine McKenna spoke to VOA's Joseph DiCapua about the arrest.
This is seen as an incredible breakthrough for law enforcement officials in Africa and in Europe. Mered Medani is a 35-year-old known as the General because of his operations. He modeled himself on the late Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. And he's alleged to be responsible for sending thousands of migrants through Libya across the Mediterranean to Europe. An arrest warrant was issued for him in 2015 because he was believed to be responsible for the tragedy that occurred off the coast of Lampedusa in October 2013, where at least 350 people died.
He is the first suspected top smuggler to be arrested in Africa and detained in Italy, which, like Greece, has been overwhelmed by an influx of hundreds of thousands of migrants since 2008. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has addressed a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress on Wednesday and called for a closer relationship between India and the U.S., especially in the area of terrorism. Modi's trip to the United States is seen as an attempt to strengthen the relationship between the two countries. Speaking at the U.S.-India Business Council, the Prime Minister remarked on the challenges the world faces.
India's bilateral relationship with the United States is stronger than ever, and we both agreed that the future would be even brighter. I'm speaking to you at a time when the global economy continues to be weak. Several parts of the world are still facing very difficult conditions.
Modi met with U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday, and afterwards Mr. Obama announced India would proceed with the construction of 6 nuclear reactors that will be built by U.S. companies as a result of a landmark civilian nuclear agreement between the two countries reached in 2008. South Korea's government on Wednesday declined to directly confirm the reported resumption of plutonium production in North Korea, but said it is watching the relevant movements closely with serious concern. Unification Ministry spokesman Jung Jun-hee told reporters, "It is a well-known fact that North Korea has been continuously pursuing various reprocessing activities to secure additional plutonium. There has been close coordination between South Korea and the United States on this issue." The director of the International Atomic Energy Agency said satellite imagery supports the report. For more news, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.